Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I asked, how can a Michigan state government that is either insolvent or bankrupt ever repay any new debt borrowed to fix state roads and bridges? I then pointed out that the state of Michigan financial statements are deceptive because they omit far more than $52 billion of the net present value of unfunded liabilities for defined benefit pensions and retiree health care benefits owed to current and retired state and school district employees. If you throw in unfunded liabilities for the state police, judges, and military, that adds almost another $1.5 billion as of 16 months ago. For the state employees retirement system, as of September 2018, the defined benefit pension is underfunded by over $6 billion. The retiree health care was underfunded almost $8 billion. For the school employees retirement system, the defined benefit pension 16 months ago was short $30.7 billion, with the retiree health care also underfunded by more than $8 billion. By the way, the good news is that the defined contribution pension programs that newer state and school district employees are enrolled are fully funded each year, which was not done for employees covered by the older defined benefit plans. The state of Michigan has responsibility for payment of all these liabilities, yet none of these are close to being 100% funded. Plans less than 70% funded are considered unlikely to ever pay all promised benefits. 16 months ago, the state employees' defined pensions were barely 67% funded, the school employees only 62% covered, and the retiree health care benefits for both were less than 45% funded. With debts of this magnitude and another almost $6 billion of debt recorded on Michigan state government's financial statements, how will it ever be possible to borrow another $3.5 billion for road and bridge work now to be able to pay it off and still have funds left over for continuing maintenance of the infrastructure? Governor Whitmer and Michigan legislators, you need to tell Michigan residents and taxpayers the truth. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.